在播送流行美语，李华正在帮 Larry 为面试做准备。今天我们要学习两个常用语 shot in the arm 和 off the cuff。
Larry， 明天早上求职面试，你现在心里是不是特别激动啊？
Well, actually, I'm pretty nervous about this job interview. I really want to work at this company, so I need to make a good impression.
别紧张，你呀，一定没问题。再说了，不录用你是他们的损失哎。像你这么出色的人才，想要你的公司啊，多的是。
Thanks, Li Hua. That encouragement is a real shot in the arm for me.
A shot in the arm?
You can say that something is a shot in the arm if it gives you a lot more confidence and energy.
就像我们中文里说的强心针，你是说我刚才鼓励你的话大大增强了你的信心吗？
Right. For example, I could say that Joe was thinking of dropping out of his economics class because it was so hard. But when he got an A on the midterm, it was a real shot in the arm, and he decided not to quit.
就是说期中考试得了 A, 所以呢极大增强了 Joe 对自己修完经济学这门课程的信心咯。
Exactly. You know, Li Hua, my career hasn't been going well lately, but I think this job could give it a real shot in the arm.
你现在的工作啊确实没什么发展潜力，换个新工作一定会对你今后的事业发展有好处的。对了，我还没问你，你明天准备面试的那家公司是做什么的？
Well, Li Hua, it's a small company that sells chia pets.
什么？是一家卖草头娃娃的零售商？
Yeah, but it hasn't been doing well lately. I hope that with my business experience and passion for chia pets, I could give this company a real shot in the arm.
你当真啊？不管怎么说，我支持你去追求自己的梦想啦。
Thanks, Li Hua. Did you know that chia pets cost about $15 each? If everybody went out and bought one, it would give the company a real shot in the arm.
好，那为了支持你，只要你得到这份工作啊，我保证一定去买一个草头娃娃。言归正传 ，Larry， 你有没有想好他们可能会问你哪些问题呢
？Well, just a little, but it would probably be a good idea to practice a little bit.
那好，我就假装是考官，我们来模拟一下怎么样呢
？Sounds good. It's important for me to prepare beforehand because I'm not good at speaking off the cuff.
Speaking off the cuff， 这是什么意思啊
？You can say that someone speaks off the cuff when he talks spontaneously without any preparation.
就是在没有事先准备的情况下即兴发言。
Right. For example, some politicians can speak very well when they have a speech prepared, but they don't do well when they have to respond to questions off the cuff.
我明白了。你还记得上周末我们一起去看电影，我穿了一件白色大衣，看上去圆滚滚的吗？你还说我像个大白兔奶糖。
Oh, come on, Li Hua. It was just an off-the-cuff remark. You know I didn't mean it.
我一点都没生气，反而觉得很好笑哎。Your off-the-cuff jokes are so funny. 对了，我以前还听人说过 offhand， 这 offhand 跟 off-the-cuff 是同一个意思吗
？It's very similar. An offhand comment is something you didn't think about or consider very seriously before you said it.
对了，我忘了告诉你了 ，Larry， 你呀戴着这副厚厚的黑边眼镜，好像一只眼镜猴哦。
What? No, I don't.I look very smart, like a scholar.
哈，别生气啦。It was just an offhand joke. 我是随便开玩笑的啦。
All right, Li Hua, I understand your point. I won't make any more offhand jokes about your fashion sense. Now, can we please get back to practicing for my interview?
好，那面试现在正式开始咯。Larry, 你想加入我们公司来卖草头娃娃吗？
Of course. I really love chia pets.
这我信，看你留的发型啊，我就知道你是个草头娃娃的忠实爱好者。
Another offhand joke, Li Hua?
对不起啦，可是你的发型跟草头娃娃实在是太像了。
各位听众，今天李华学习了两个常用语，一个是 shot in the arm， 意思是强心针，另外一个是 off the cuff， 或是 offhand， 意思是即兴的。